On Tuesday, June the 4th, April and Cora had the opportunity to visit the Cook Museum. April did an interview with Brian Cook as well as Hannah Gillis. I hope you'll make your plans to visit the Cook Museum in Decatur, Alabama soon. Here's April.
What would you like more Quant listeners to know about the museum, and how does it make a difference in the community?
Well, this museum is really a wonderful opportunity to have family activities that are fun and educational to strengthen the families. Also, the school groups that are going to come, engaging them with the natural sciences and inspiring them for lifelong learning. It's really exciting to be at this point, being a part of such regionalism that's happening here in North Alabama. It's just 100% about kids and families and education. It's going to fill a really good need in our growing region.
Grand opening weekend activities, we're going to have the Green Pea Press here. They're going to have 4 additional t-shirts made, and then we're going to have a hashtag mosaic. So it's a big wall. You just use the hashtag Cook Museum, and it'll print off a picture for you to post on the mosaic. And then you get a keepsake, so you get to take home a picture as well. And then we're going to have a lot of science crafts going on, and a couple other really fun things.
Sounds good.
Right now, I'm with my daughter, Cora White. She's 5 years old. She experienced the Cook Museum in Decatur. I wanted her to tell you about the things that she enjoyed. Tell the listeners what you really liked about Cook Museum in Decatur, Alabama.
My favorite part of the museum was the kinetic sand. And it has a computer on the ceiling. They're having a grand opening on Friday, and so many kids are going to be there. I want to be there too on Friday.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Cora. That was Cora White, my 5-year-old daughter who visited Cook Museum in Decatur, Alabama.